Praise God. That was neither here nor there. Okay, you can go ahead and start. Praise God. Tonight, as we continue our study on the promises of provision, we looked at the authority, the anointing, the adversity, the activation, and the answering. And tonight, we're going to look at the anchored, or the anchoring. If I had thought about what I was doing, I'd probably put an ing on there instead of a id. Hallelujah. Our scripture reference is found in 1 Peter chapter 5. So if you have your Bibles at 1 Peter chapter 5, the scripture that the Lord led me to is verse number 10. The Word of God says, "But the God of all grace, who have called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you." Amen. So tonight, we're going to look at to be anchored. Let's ask God's blessing upon the teaching and preaching of his word. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. And we're grateful that you're sending here tonight to accomplish something in every heart and every life. Father God, as your word goes forth, may it accomplish what you sent it to do. May we be edified, exhorted, and comforted by the preaching and teaching of your word. We thank you, Father God, that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And as your word goes forth tonight, whether we recognize it or not, it's spoken into our portals of our ears. And as this word goes forth, faith will increase, not only here, but on Facebook, on the website, those that are watching, Father God. So, Lord, we say, have your way in our hearts and lives. Be glorified and be magnified in and through everything we do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. The Apostle Peter, he said, "But the God of grace, who have called us into eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while." The Bible says, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all." But he says, "Make you perfect, make you perfect." And what the Lord reminded me is what the Apostle Paul wrote in Ephesians 4, verse number 11. Ephesians 4, verse number 11. It's a familiar scripture. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It says, "He gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ." We're becoming his image. Just like Jesus became the image of God, we're becoming the image of Christ. And we come that way by the word. We're being perfected. The word of God says, "Be perfect as your Father which in heaven is perfect." Amen. So what he is saying to us, even though your trials, and you're going through the test, remember that the trial of your faith worketh patience. Patience brings us experience. Experience gives us hope. And hope makes us not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. That's Romans 5, 1 through 5. So tonight, as we look at first this established, there's a foundation that is set. To be established, first thing that I want to talk to you about is, it's important that to believe. All things are possible to him that what? Believes. Amen. And if faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, as the word goes forth, it helps us to believe. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse number 20, the word of God says, in the last part of it, he said this: "Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper." So, in 3 John 2, the word of God says, "I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers." So our soul is prospering by the word of God. We're being perfected in the image of Christ, and we're being established with foundation. This will benefit us. And Psalms 40, the Psalm David says, Psalmist David, he says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. Remember, the steps of a righteous man have been ordered by the Lord, and he finds delight in his way. He has put a new song in my mouth. You know, I used to sing rock and roll. I was a rock and roller. I was a hippie, okay? I come from the hippie era. And I was in the rock and roll. And one of the things that happened to me, and I'm going to speak to somebody here. One of the things that happened to me as a young Christian, I had some friends that were Christians. And what they were doing is they were taking the old rock songs and they were putting Christian lyrics to the old rock music. But the problem with that, which they didn't realize, is when they played that music, I used to trip on that music or on LSD, and what it would do is it would take me back to where I was. God put a new song in my heart, a song of praise, hallelujah. Amen. In other words, it's kind of interesting how the adversary uses different things to try to take you back to your past and you're a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. He's put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it in fear and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. So first, you know, we're looking at to believe, to benefit us, so that we to become. What are we talking about? To become what? To become established. That writer in the Bible used established, but it's the same as established. But just to follow the SSS, we're saying with the King James Version, established. So in Romans 16, verse number 25, the word of God says, now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest. And by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. To God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen. So God says that we're becoming perfect, we're being established to believe. When we believe, we benefit. When we benefit, it becomes. Amen. It becomes life in and through us to others. Amen. Then he says to be strengthened. One of the things I'm thankful for God is I'm grateful for the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. If the same power that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, he that raised Christ from the dead shall quicken your mortal bodies through the Spirit that dwells in you. Romans 8:11. But in power in Ephesians 3, verse number 16, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you be in rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of. You need to underline that all in your Bible. Be filled with all the fullness of God. In other words, when we have revelation of who's in us, he doesn't come in us part way. When we're baptized and the Spirit of God takes residence within us, it's God in the Spirit living in you and I and the fullness thereof. One of the things he spoke to my heart about is with this verse, we have the power. With this power, we're able to establish some patience. I don't know. Does anybody here need some patience?
Amen.
Hello? Amen. How many know it takes, the Bible says, be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down on your wrath. In other words, we're not to respond like we used to. We're to be patient. We're to wait upon the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. And they shall mount up with wings as eagles. And they shall run and not grow weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Because it's his power that gives us patience. In other words, if we're depending on the outward man for our patience, we're going to fail every time. We're depending on the inward man. His strength is made perfect in our weakness. Therefore, we glorify him in our infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon us. Yes, hallelujah. So in Colossians chapter 1, verse number 10, that you might walk worthy of the Lord, unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. Hallelujah. In other words, if we're relying on the fruit of the Spirit, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, gentleness, meekness, temperance, and faith, and fruit is being evident, the patience comes out as the fruit of the Spirit, and joy is springing up, joy unspeakable and a fullness of glory. Amen. So then he says, in promoting, in 2 Timothy chapter 4, the Apostle Paul reminding his student, Timothy, and we're all students of the gospel. We're all studying to show ourselves approved, workmen that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Okay? He says in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 17, notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that the Gentiles, wait a minute, and that all, again, all, the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. So what we find here is when we're depending on the power of God, we'll have patience to promote goodwill to others. Amen. Amen. Because it's no longer I that's living, but Christ that's living in me. Okay? We're to exemplify Christ. We walk as Christ did. And we're exampled. And then he says, settled. It's just like when you look at the word settled, it's the period at the end of the statement. It's been settled. Amen. It's already complete. It's already accomplished. We just have to step into what's already been done. So he says to us, settled what? To preserve you and I. In Psalms chapter 16, the psalmist says it, pins it like this, verse number 7. He said, I will bless the Lord who have given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence there's fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Amen. This is to produce. Amen. God is always producing something in us. In Psalms chapter 112, Psalms 112, verse number 4. The word of God says, unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man showeth favor and leadeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. He hath dispersed and he hath given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. The horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. The third thing I have here is to prolong. I thank you, Lord, that he's going to lengthen our days. Amen. In Proverbs chapter 10, it's sort of like when I was reading this, it was sort of like Jesus' parable of the goats and the sheep. The sheep were on the right hand and the goats were on the left. And he says in verse number 27 of Proverbs 10, the fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. The hope of the righteous shall be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish. The way of the Lord is strength to the upright, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. The righteous shall never be removed, but the wicked shall not inhabit the earth. Amen. So he is saying to you and I simply tonight, he is saying, but the God of all grace, who have called us into eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, established, strengthened, settled, to perfect, to establish us, to believe God and his word, to benefit from it, and to become what his word says we are. We're to be strengthened by his power, to have patience, to promote that to others. I don't know about you, but the Lord has said to me, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises like some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse number 9. So the matter has been settled to preserve us, to produce fruit in us, to prolong our days. And 1 Peter 5:11, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we're so grateful for your word. We're grateful that you sent your word here and on the Facebook and on the website, Father God, to minister to every heart and every life, Father God. May we recognize that your word goes forth and by faith we're being perfected, Father God. That your word is being established in our hearts and our lives, that we're being strengthened by your word, and the matter has been settled. And so, Lord, we give you all the glory, we give you all the honor, we give you all the praise for all you've done in the past, what you're doing in our present, and everything that you have for our future. Our future is so bright, shades are required. So, Father God, we thank you, Father God, for everyone that's listening tonight, Father God. Lord, I pray, Father God, that you minister to their hearts and lives, stir up the gifts that have been laying dormant, activate them for your kingdom, and we'll never cease to give you praise and glory for all you've done in the past, what you're doing in our present, and everything you have for us in our future. So, Lord, we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you.